You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, and you've tuned in purposely because you know what the name of the show is, The Joy of Living. And this show exists for one reason only, and that is you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. The only reason that we're here, broadcasting from Venice Beach, California, at the edge of the continent, right here by the great Pacific Ocean, is to be of benefit to you. And thank God, because of this remarkable medium called the internet and internet radio, we are broadcasting throughout the world, and more than 253,728 people tune in every week, and thank God the audience is growing, because it is good for you, because you understand that joy is an essential aspect of living, living well, doing good, being of benefit in the world. So your humble host, Barry Shore, and you can always find me at barryshore.com, BarryShore.com. We, as you know, what we do is we have several rituals to begin the show, and we have quite a remarkable show today because one of the most bountiful, beautiful, beneficent beings that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting is going to be with us for almost all the show, thankfully. And her name is Milana, M-I-L-A-N-A. And she hails from a very interesting place and has a great story. And as I said, she's a channel of goodness and it's all for your benefit. So what we like to do is set the stage. We deal here in acronyms. We deal in words, and words make a difference because the way you speak brings blessing in the world. The way you speak channels your goodness. So it's about the idea of reframing what I call the art of living, which is my newest book, which will be coming out, God willing, by May 31st. So we deal a lot with acronyms, the first letter of every word, and we reframe them so they become positive extensions of you. And what we like to do, of course, is we like to have a shout-out to people from different parts of the world. Oh, this is going to be very fun. I just noticed a couple of places we're going to say hello to. And I have to warn you in advance that your humble host does use a four-letter F-U word, and he uses it liberally. So just be forewarned that I do use a four-letter F-U word. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to say a big wave. A big hello, shout out. We have one, two, three, two, about 89 people from Toledo, Spain. Toledo, Spain. Oh, no, it's up to 96 people now. Oh, very nice. Hello, Toledo, Spain. And we're going to have, no, this is very nice. You're going to love this, everybody. In addition to Toledo, Spain, we have about 111 people from Toledo, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio is in the United States of America. So we have two Toledos online. This is absolutely wonderful. So for those of you who don't know, I love history, traveled, thank God, most of the world. Spent a lot of time in different interesting places in the world. I've been to Toledo, Spain. Toledo is one of the more ancient cities in or on the European continent. Way back in the first century, so you're talking, well, we're in the year 2019, so almost 2,000 years ago. Spain, and especially Toledo, was known for its iron ore and the ability to turn the iron eventually, not initially, eventually into steel. And it made beautiful, wondrous sculptures and such, but it was also known later for its armaments, because Toledo was the home of the greatest steel swords in the world. And it was the capital, actually, of a certain large area of Spain before it became united in 1492. But from the year about, I think, 1080 or plus minus, 11, call it 1100, until about 1500, it was the capital of the largest area of Spain. And it was also called the City of Three Cultures. Three cultures. Because it had the culture of Spanish Christian world, or the Catholic world. It had the influence of the Spanish Jewish world, and it had the influence of the Spanish Muslim world. And they tended to live in harmony. Not always, but most of the time. And it's a great lesson for us today, in today's world especially, isn't it? It's Toledo, Spain, known as the City of Three Cultures, and also a great manufacturing place. And so too, Toledo, Ohio. Hello, wow, we're up to 190 people. Look at that, 190 people in Toledo. Toledo, Ohio, up in the northwest corner of the great state of Ohio, over by Lake Erie, one of the five great lakes. Toledo, I think, was established somewhere in the early 1830s as a city for the United States. And it is one of the more interesting, beautiful cities in the United States of America. Actually, people should go visit Toledo, Ohio. It is known as, or used to be known as, the glass capital of the world. It has a magnificent museum which is dedicated to glass sculptures and glass formations. It also has a wondrous place which every city should have. Listen to this. It has a place called Imagination Station, and it's a place where people of all ages, especially kids, because they're the most imaginative, as am I. I'm a kid. People go visit. It's called Imagination Station. It should be a place in every city. And since 1941, when the Jeep was first built, it's been the home of the Jeep. So Toledo, Ohio has a great tradition which actually stems from Toledo, Spain. So everybody grab arms together and say hello on our wonderful Joy of Living show. As I said, we use acronyms liberally on this show, and I use an FU word. The acronym that we tend to begin with, and those of people who have been with us now for the past year or so know this, and of course, if you don't, then you share it with your friends, and that is WWW. So if you ask somebody, does it just matter, somebody in the street or something, what does WWW stand for? They'll mention something regarding the internet, which of course is not untrue, but the essence of WWW is what a wonderful world. And of course, hat off to Satchmo for making that amazing song and tune worldwide. WWW, what a wonderful world. Because when you're looking through your good-looking eyes and you're seeing and finding and transmitting the good, that's what happens. What a wonderful world. And when you hear something like that, your jaw, something that is penetrating, purposeful, powerful, usually people exclaim, wow. Wow is a great acronym. WOW stands for Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom. Because when you exclaim something, you can't articulate more than just the fact that it did make a difference. That's what a WOW is. Words of Wisdom. And when you can begin to internalize Words of Wisdom, that channel of goodness, and you create. As I said, we're privileged to have this amazing being, Milana Vaintrub, with us. She is a person who creates. Create is an acronym. which stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you create something, it helps to sometimes astound and stretches your imagination, your consciousness, your being. So you can excel, you can grow. And when you grow, you glow. And when you glow and grow, you are bringing goodness into the world. And the best way to do that, of course, is F you, everybody. F-U-N-N. You got to have fun. Oh, wait a minute. You say, Mr. Shore, that's not how you spell fun. Well, that's how I spell it. F-U, capital N, capital N. That's my four-letter F-U word. F-U, everybody. Yeah, go ahead. Tell it to your family. Tell your friends. F-U. And then smile. Because you're having fun. Because you're going to teach people the genius of being a conduit of good. And SMILE, of course, is one of my favorite acronyms in the world. SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I have been working on this for decades, and I can do this because almost everybody on this show, hundreds, everybody listening, I hope, and in the evening, I was in the hospital paralyzed from my neck down, not from an automobile accident, from a rare disease. And my journey back through that, so that now I can become somewhat vertical and ambulatory, can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, but I can do a lot of stuff. So I see miracles in life every day. Train yourself to do that. When you smile now, you're going to do that. You're going to think, I'm seeing miracles. One of the great miracles is because of communication, I ask you all, give me five. Share this show with five people, family, friends, and especially people who you think are not your friends or you don't like or you think they don't like you. Because when you do share the goodness of this show, the joy of living, you're building bridges. And those bridges bring benefit. And that's what we want to do. We want to bridge the gap between people and create that love, that harmony, that joy that flows through every single one of you. When you give me five, that means we'll be over 1 million people. That's a tipping point in the world. Keep inspiring noble deeds. That's what it means to be kind. So we're going to bring on this amazing, delightful, sparkling being. Her name is Milana, M-I-L-A-N-A. She'll tell us a little bit about her story. She was actually born in a great city called Tashkent, like T for Toledo. Tashkent. It was on the Silk Route, an ancient, remarkable city in a place now called Uzbekistan. So she is my favorite Uzbeki. Yes, she is. And we're going to be going to a break in just about 30 seconds. And we're going to introduce a great star. Milana is a star. And a star is a great acronym because it stands for Sunshine, Transformed, and Reformatted. When you recognize that you are sunshine, and you can transform that sunshine, you can reformat it, and you glisten and glow, you bring out the best in you. Y-O-U. Remember, the show only exists for you. So we're going to see you on the other side of a break in just about 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to welcome amazing, what I call wonderful Milana, and we're going to have a lot of fun and rock and roll and bring goodness to you. See you in just a bit. Bye.
What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes, you can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And talk about good, as I promised you, we have, if you saw her, you'd recognize her because she was on television as something called the AT&T girl, but that's only one tiny little part of her being. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to our great audience worldwide, our delightful, beautiful friend, Milana. Please say hello.
Hello.
I like that, everybody. I asked for hello, and we got hello.
You got what you asked for.
That's what I asked for. That's what I got. But I'm going to ask you now, please, WM, wonderful Milana, would you be kind enough to share with our great audience who cares about you some things about you that they either know or don't know, but that emphasize who you are and your being as a channel of goodness?
I think I'm a good-looking person.
You are.
I am genuinely, not only am I naturally inclined to always look for the good, and I think that that comes from something innate or something that my parents taught me at a young age, but I do believe that I'm actively looking for opportunities to help. And in fact, when I notice an opportunity to help and I don't seize it, I have this little bug in my stomach that kind of eats me up, and I find myself regretting it. And even if it could be something small, like complimenting somebody's earrings, or just this morning I was walking my dog and somebody dropped something and I had the impulse to pick it up, but I also had this kind of limiting belief that, well, I don't want to inconvenience them, or what if they're about to pick it up, or what if they get insulted that I'm touching their thing, or, you know, all of these thoughts about intrusion or whatever. But of course, that's not the case. Of course, people want to be seen and want to be helped, and I could easily bend over and lift this person. He dropped his tape measure, and I lifted it for him, and we got to have this moment of looking each other in the eyes before, you know, he was off to work, and I was coming back from my dog walk to talk to you. So it's always this really rewarding moment, and I truly don't know where it comes from. Maybe also just children's television, maybe Mr. Rogers. But it's something that I don't really talk about, but is deeply innate in me.
I think that you're saying something very wondrous in the sense of both being innate. It's part of the human condition when you allow it to go through. However, it does, like a garden, need tending. It needs growing. One of the great quotes I saw that Milana said, and I'd like to say it right now, is that she said the following: we're so lucky to take being alive for granted. That is really good. We're lucky to be.
Thanks.
Yeah. And she also understands the idea of what it means to be an outsider. She said that. Why do you think you know what it means to be an outsider?
I came here from Uzbekistan when I was 2. My parents still, their English is better, but still not what it means to have American parents or to have American culture. And I grew up in West Hollywood, where there were a lot of immigrants and people that I can relate to, but still, you know, what it meant to have help with your homework, or what it meant to eat American food or wear American-like clothes, was something that I couldn't quite get on board with. And I think in subtle ways, it drew a line between me and other parts of the world. And I think a lot of immigrants and children of immigrants can relate with this, what it means to have one foot in each culture and not feeling necessarily like they can fit entirely in either.
It's interesting.
And what...
Yes?
Well, what I mean about we're so lucky to take being alive for granted is that when I woke up this morning, my thoughts weren't, oh, thank God I'm alive, or, oh, thank God my mother or my boyfriend or my dog or my, you know, my siblings, thank God they're alive. I didn't have to have that thought. Instead, I got to think about the traffic or the weather or my errands, you know, and those are things that can often burden people, but they're such a privilege, there's such a luxury to have those thoughts consume you.
Let's spend some time here. This is so deliciously refreshing. This is the genius of America right now. There are so many people in the places in the world where they don't have that luxury. And yeah. As I've mentioned many times on this show, 97.3% of all people on this earth can have access to the internet within 5 miles of where they live. However, more people, unfortunately, a billion people don't have potable water, sometimes within 5 miles of where they live. Now, the good news is, or the bad news is, that there's a billion people. The good news is that 18 years ago, there were 2 billion people, so we're getting better. But the luxury of not having to be concerned about your loved ones being alive or finding food or water, that is phantasmagorically wonderful and one of the geniuses of America. But let's go to something else here. Talk about the from the sublime to the ridiculous on one level. You ready for this? Here's another line that I love from Milana. Now, again, if you've ever seen the AT&T commercial, and she's been in lots of movies and on YouTube and such, she's just creative. You've seen her. You'll see, okay, this is a good-looking woman. And she's a good-looking woman in both aspects. But one of the things she said was the following. And this is at the age of 19. I realized that cleavage and a tan was not the aim of life. Yeah, that is so wonderful. Some people never get there. And to be able to understand that at the age of 19, by the way, because that is the ultimate age. You know, that's the age when sort of cleavage and tan do make a difference, one might think. But let's talk about that. Where, how do you go from that to where you are now to being a creative being, a genius, a director, not only an actor and a comedian and an activist, but a director in life?
Well, I think society and, you know, maybe this is heavier in Los Angeles, but I know it exists in many parts of the world, teaches women that their worth exists in their physical attributes. And that your body was meant to be shown or dressed. Your body is meant to be an accessory or accessorized. And because of the way you look, if you are appealing or not, then you will be attractive or not. And I found that just wasn't good enough. In fact, when people were attracted to me, because of my body or my tan or any other superficial reason, I didn't trust it. I felt like, well, you don't really know me. There's so much more to me. How can this very surface thing be enough to attract you? And so, not that I don't still love a tan and love cleavage and love dressing up or being sexy or being flamboyant in some way. And not that I don't love expressing myself physically, but I don't value that enough as a basis for a relationship of any kind. And so I found that if I put my intention more towards my creativity and my sense of humor and my connectivity with people, then I could really create relationships that were more fulfilling. Then we can have conversations that lifted us both up. And also, I found that they lasted longer. You know, I know that my personality is going to last longer than my looks.
And it's just the opposite with me as a guy.
Yeah, you're getting hotter and hotter every day, Barry.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to a break and just break in just a couple of minutes. But there's this amazing being who is creative and such. She's done a lot of stuff that you might have seen on YouTube and such like that. One of the things, and we'll talk about it later after the break, she did a show called Let's Talk About Something More Interesting, which just the title alone is so attractive, because that is really the concept of being involved with people. It's not about jawing, it's about discussing and really turning over the earth in the physical person, so that you can, the word earth, by the way, is the same letter as the word heart, so that you can get to the heart of a being. And when you get to the heart of a being, you're touching the deepest part of someone. So thank you, wonderful Milana. And we're going to discuss humor when we come back, because she is one of the most humorous, fun, funny, and delightful beings on the planet. And you're already hearing that. So we're going to see you just in a couple of minutes on the other side of the break, and we will discuss your humor. How do you like that? Okay?
I love it.
Okay, best wishes, everybody. We'll see you in just a couple of minutes.
Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co. Not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, HonestPets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we're having good fun. There you go with that F-U word again. F-U-N-N. F-U, everybody. Good fun. And part of good fun is humor. Did you hear that laughter? Humor and laughter. So I'm writing a book called Ham and Eggs. Ham and Eggs stands for, is an acronym, humor, anger, money, enthusiasm, greed, generosity, and song. So the H, the first one, humor, is one of the most essential aspects to living well. And Milana, please tell us about your world of humor, because you're a comedian. You do this.
I am. Yeah. Well, I think it kind of ties into the last thing we talked about, where I realized that if I used my humor to attract people and to relate with people, then it was much more substantial and rewarding for me. So that, I think, is a big part of how it became my life's work. In college, I was a waitress, and I found that if I was funny, I got more tips, which is kind of like training a dog. You know, I got a treat every time I made someone laugh. So that was good reinforcement. And then after college, I discovered improv comedy, which I'm sure a lot of people know, but for those who don't, it's really just making it up as you go and hoping that it appears seamless. There are some people who watch improv and they think that it was a play that was written and was somehow geniusly constructed. But actually, it's way more genius than that, because it's entirely spontaneous with a set of rules. And so there's a group of players that agree that no matter what somebody says, you're going to yes and it, which means that you're going to say, yes, this is true, and I'm going to add something to it, which is, you know, a great philosophy for life, to believe that you're going to accept what has been given to you and add something of value to it. So that's been definitely informative in not only my optimism, but in my creativity. And so, after college, I kind of got into this world. I moved back to Los Angeles where I was raised, and I found it kind of hard to get my foot in the door. People always ask me, how do you start acting? And really, you don't. You start creating. And that's kind of the only outlet I saw. And so I was lucky enough to kind of start my career around the same time that YouTube was hitting the ground. So I started making these YouTube videos, like you mentioned, let's talk about something more interesting. These very, very silly short videos that I could make in my friend's living room and then use those to get great representation, which in this industry means a great agent or manager or somebody who can essentially get you more opportunities to continue living the creative life that you dream of. And then made that into a TV show, and then eventually got more opportunities to audition and meet more people. And that's how I got the AT&T jobs. And from that, started directing and have directed music videos and documentaries and things like that. So it's really been about constantly looking for opportunities to create, because not only is it something that drives my career forward, which is rewarding in itself, but it's also the most FUNN thing I could do, which is very lucky. I think I never take for granted that the thing that I have to do in order to sustain my financial being is also the thing that I really enjoy doing. Not every day, but most days I really, 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 there's hard work involved, but it's certainly always something that I'm grateful for. There was one day where I was on set, and I'll never forget this, and I've thanked this comedian since. I was on set with this comedian named Johnny Pepperton, and I was complaining about something, about how long something was taking or how we've been standing and my feet hurt or something. And he goes, just remember, there's nowhere you'd rather be. And I was so taken aback, because it's so true. Because when I'm not acting, I'm always wishing that I was. Or if I'm not acting, I'm wishing I was writing or directing, or just being creatively collaborative with people is really my life calling in so many ways, even if it's not acting or writing or directing. Sometimes it could just be, working on a song with a group of kids feels so creatively fulfilling to me. So I feel not only really lucky that I found that at a young age. Elizabeth Gilbert says, she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and she also wrote this great book called Big Magic, where she talks about the importance of finding your passion. And sometimes telling somebody who doesn't know what their passion is, just do what you're interested in. And that's a little bit like telling somebody who wants to lose weight that all you have to do is be thin. So she says, don't try to discover what your passion is. Just follow what you're curious about. And I feel lucky that I had this waitressing job when I was in college that made me feel so curious and lit me up so much when I was able to make people laugh. And that I've had the opportunity to follow that instinct to just continue to light people up as it lights me up.
You light up my life. Yes. And Milana said this: we all have the power to be influencers. We all have the power to be influencers. Wonderful Milana. WM, what happened in January of 2016?
In January of 2016, I released a short documentary, a 13-minute film that starts with me in Athens, Greece, where I'm really having this you know, I would call like a gentle meltdown, where I'm really understanding what the refugee crisis is. Before that moment, I had been globally ignorant about a lot of the problems that are happening on our beloved planet. And you know, and that's a symptom of my privilege and my inability or my, what's the word? I was so consumed with myself that I didn't really look around. And here I was in Athens, Greece, really understanding that it's a little ridiculous to be on vacation here when there are people so close who are fleeing war in an attempt to find safety. And so what I did was I changed my ticket last minute, and I flew to Lesbos, which is this tiny island that's 6 miles away from Turkey where people were arriving on rafts. You guys have seen footage of Syrian refugees, or sometimes it was Afghani refugees, arriving on rafts over a sea onto this island. It was probably Lesbos. And so that's where I landed, and I subsequently have started this organization called Can't Do Nothing, because it became this motto in my life where I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew I can't do nothing. So I flew there, and I didn't really know anybody, and I didn't know what I could offer, but I knew I can't do nothing. So I rented a car, and I bought a bunch of water bottles, and I gave people rides, and I wrapped babies in blankets, and I helped dry people off, and I did whatever I could, and I documented it on my iPhone because it was the only thing I had with me on my vacation. And you know what? It was good enough. It was good enough to make this little film. And with that film, we were able to raise a lot of money that's been able to do a lot of good. And at the end of the film, there was this call to action to ask people, what is your can't do nothing? What do you feel like you can no longer sit idly about? Because I think a lot of us have this impulse to do good in the world that we mute in some way because of some kind of lack mentality. We believe we don't have enough time or enough money or enough love or enough patience or enough blah, 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 blah. But often that is a fear. And Barry, what is the acronym for fear?
False expectations appearing real, but they're false.
They're false, but they appear real, and so they trick us into believing that we actually don't have enough love, or we don't have enough patience, or we don't have enough time or money, or etc. So I still now, I would challenge all of your listeners, all you guys, to constantly check in with what is the thing that you feel like you need to be taking action in your life that maybe you haven't for whatever reason. And it often feels like an itch. It often feels like this thing that you want to scratch, but you have these false expectations that are appearing real. So I think that's a big part of what happened for me, is that I was no longer able to sit idly by while this catastrophe was happening. And since then, I've dedicated a lot of my work and my life to healing the world in some way. And I think that laughter is a big part of that. I think that happy people make better decisions. There's a lot of science around like what happens when we free our brain up from the paralysis of self-analysis and find our lives fulfilling, and how we can actually be better global citizens in that way. So that's kind of what happened in the film. And then the effect that it's had on my life subsequently is I want to do work that makes people happy, that makes people conscious, and that makes the world a better place.
That is allowing me to feel overflowing with joy. I'm going to ask you a big favor. We have 30 seconds before we go to a break. Milana, can you stay on for 2 minutes after the break so we can wrap all this up and really bring something home to people? Can you do that?
I'll do anything for you, Barry Shore.
Wowee. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't deal with Mr. In Between. Okay, everybody, we're coming back to you in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to have WM. I'm going to engage her in something a lot of fun, as she's right. Happy people make the world a better place. So be happy, be filled with joy. Remember, F you, everybody.
Good day, everyone. Barry Shore here. So happy to be discussing with you today a plant-based, high-quality, protein, organic superfood called Organifi, O-R-G-I-N-I-F-I. Organifi, I use it. I ordered it. I sought them out. I'm so glad to be urging everybody to try and use this remarkable high-quality food product. The story is two wonderful people, Drew and Jamal, who in 2014 joined forces together to find the best possible high-quality superfood blends. Took them 52 different tries before they got it right. And I'm telling you, they hit on something that is revolutionizing the world, your health. This is the best, the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant, high-quality superfood you could ever have. That's a simple it. You know, I swim 2 miles a day, every single 6 days a week. I use this to restore and regenerate my being, and I feel better for it. You can't go wrong. You must find your way to the website and order, use this product. I want you to go to Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com, Organifi.com. And when you go there, you're going to put in the code LIVING, capital LIVING, living, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. This is stuff that you're going to want to have for you, your family. You're going to tell your friends, everybody, this is health. This is good health. This is great health. Organifi.com. Please go there. You'll thank me for it. You'll be jumping up and down and telling the world. Go to Organifi.com, put in the code LIVING, capital L, capital I, V-I-N-G, and get 20% off. And I look forward to getting many, many comments and emails from you saying, thank you, Barry Shore. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have one of the goodest people with us. It's Milana. And Milana, we just finished on a big, big note about can't do nothing. You can't just stand there and do nothing. There is so much that a person can do in this world. Everybody has the power to be an influencer. Thank you for that. I want to ask you one quick question. Please, tell me about your mom and your hamburger birthday cake.
My hamburger birthday cake. Well, my mom got me a hamburger birthday cake, even though I'm a vegetarian. And
Wait a minute, that's a good mom.
That's a good mom. She let me have my cake and eat it too. She let me have my burger and not have to eat a burger. My mom is amazing. My mom is the person that, first of all, instilled the gift of acting in me. And I don't want to even say, first of all, because I think the thing that she really gave me is the belief that I can do anything. My mom had me when she was 19, and then by the time she was 22, she was living in a new country where she didn't speak the language, and she didn't know anybody here, and she made it work. She worked nights as a nurse so that she could take me to auditions during the day, and she cleaned office buildings and took care of the elderly and had all sorts of very difficult jobs in order to give to me, and is still now the person that I'm always finding giving to other people. She was at my house the other day. I just moved, and she was helping me unpack, and then she goes, I gotta go. And I'm like, where are you going? She goes, I have to go roll over this old man. And I'm like, are you working for this old man?
In any other culture,
no, I just have to go over there and help him.
Yeah, that means you're going to steal from him.
So that's the kind of person she is. And she also has a great sense of humor. And sometimes it's sarcastic and dark. And sometimes it's silly and giddy and full of dancing and singing. And so I picked a really good one.
Yes, you did. The good Lord was kind to you. And there's two things. Your mother knows that the word impossible really stands for I'm possible. She gave you that belief that I am possible. Everything is available to me. And for you, wonderful Milana, to embrace and incorporate into your being the most beautiful and fundamental aspect of living well, and that is gratitude. Gratitude is that emotion which has the longest shelf life. I've asked her to stay for just a couple of minutes. I know she has to go, and I thank you for doing that. I'm going to say a quote from Mark Twain, and I'm just going to ask you to just riff on it for a minute, and then we'll wish you a fond adieu, and I don't mean a fondue. Mark Twain wrote, kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Riff on that for just a moment before we embrace you and say goodbye. Kindness is the language the deaf can hear and the blind,
can see.
Yes.
I'm feeling that that's a testament to this false limiting belief that some of us have that we can't provide or we can't contribute something greater to the planet, when kindness is also something that the poorest have and the weakest have. And I say that in our own beliefs of ourselves, not that that is actually a state that I'm assigning to anybody, that regardless of who we are, that is something that we can always contribute, that will always have an impact, even if it's not immediate. And I'm working on making sure that it's not self-serving, because it is, because kindness feels so good to give to somebody that it can almost feel selfish, because you walk away feeling like you've maybe made someone's life a little bit better. And I think a lot of healthy people have that mentality, have a need to contribute in that way. And so when we think about kindness as something that we can feel regardless of where we are, know that it's something that we can always give regardless of where we are. And it's something that needs to be attributed to ourselves as well. I feel like, especially, you know, a lot of my friends, when things get hard or when the world feels dark, or when we get mad at ourselves, I think that there's something that we're not doing, which is extending kindness back at us. Yes.
May I embrace you with a big telephone hug in front of 253,728 people?
Of course. Please do.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, wonderful Milana. We'll speak to you again soon. Everybody wave goodbye.
Woo.
Best wishes.
Bye.
Make it a great
goodbye.
One. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, the reason you tuned in to the joy of living is because of this. It's all about you making your life that much better. We talked about creativity. We talked about being kind. Kind is keep inspiring noble deeds. You heard from this amazing star, beautiful, wonderful Milano. She is sunshine transformed. blessing in the world. Can't do nothing. Everybody can do something. You're powerful. Everybody can be an influencer. If you go around telling everybody to F you, F-U-N-N, go to my site, BarryShore.com, and look around, explore, enjoy, have fun, share it. Give me five so we can get over the million mark and be a tipping point and bring a benefit to the world. Because remember, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. I urge you, everybody, make time to be you. Y-O-U, and experience the joy of living. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Next week. See you then. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at BarryShore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.
Have you been to the Great Wolf Lodge that's nearby? We took our kids last weekend and they won't stop talking about it. There's a huge indoor water park that's always 84 degrees, and they have dozens of other family activities like a ropes course, bowling, and more. It's the perfect getaway. It's so close, we literally hopped in the car and we were there in no time. We all had a blast and we barely had to do any planning. So if you have a free weekend coming up, now's the time to book a trip to the Perryville Lodge just outside of Baltimore. Or if you're in the Virginia area, check out the Lodge in Williamsburg. Head to greatwolf.com to book your stay today.